My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you are here today listening to our fun episode on how to create your dopamine menu. You may have seen this viral trend on TikTok, but I thought it'd be really fun today to do my take of the dopamine menu, some fun ideas that you can implement into your life that I find give me dopamine throughout the day. So we'll get into it. If you're also like, what is a dopamine menu? Really fast. Dopamine is a happy hormone that you can increase by doing different things that basically make you happy. So the whole idea of the dopamine menu is, what can you add throughout your day that is gonna boost your mood and help you feel happier just in your daily life? So I thought it'd be fun to talk about this, give you some fun ideas. But before we get into our topic today, make sure if you love this episode, you share it with a friend and tag me on your social medias at Healthy But Human Pod. You can also tag me at Callie Gwally, and I'll be sure to repost you. Lastly, if you love the episode, leave a review. 5 stars is super helpful, helps us reach more people all around the world and spread the love. So that being said, let's get into it. We must do our self-check-in first, though. I feel like this is an essential for the dopamine menu. Before you even start adding things to your life that make you feel good, I think it's really important to check in and see where you're at to start. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with goodness, lots of love into your body, and then take a big exhale, letting go of anything that's been holding you back. Just sigh it out, letting your face relax, shoulders drop out of ears. All right, I want you to ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Just get real with yourself here and then ask a follow-up question of, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just trying to find the root cause. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill, if you've listened before. Grab your water regardless. We're all gonna hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to some hydration. Okay, next question for you. is, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? It's so important to get the blood flowing. So if you haven't and you're able to, stand up, shake out your legs, shake out the arms, maybe roll your head around with little neck circles, release the tension, and then sit back down. Okay, next question is, what is something that I love about myself, inside or out? Just take a moment to hype yourself up like a best friend. You deserve it, my gorgeous queen. And now I want you to ask yourself, where am I at right now in my life in terms of happiness? Remember, happiness and joy are different. Joy comes from the Lord. Happiness is a temporary thing that you can increase by doing different things in your life, where joy we can have no matter what season we're in. So just think about your happiness level for a second. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, what specific areas do I want to add more just self-care into my life? Maybe it's your nighttime routine. Maybe it's your morning routine. Maybe it's the meals you've been making yourself or in your workout journey. Just start to reflect on this. And before we end our self-check-in, I want you to give yourself a big hug. Just feel a little squeeze, hug yourself with love. Just know that you're doing a really good job. No matter where you're at in your life right now, no matter if your day is being really good or really bad, just know that you're awesome and that you're here for a reason and you are doing big things in this world, my queen. All right, let's get into it. Quick life update. I am literally recording this episode 38 weeks pregnant. My due date is next week on Friday. Yes, but I could have my gal at any given moment of time. I thought I was going into labor last night, but I was not. And it was very interesting because I was watching YouTube videos and I was like, how do I know if I'm going into labor? The doctors keep saying, you'll know. People are like, you'll know. But I'm like, will I? Like, what do I expect? So I'll keep you guys posted on what that looks like, what it feels like to go into labor. We'll have to do a whole episode where I share my birthing journey and all of the things. I mentioned this last week, but my little goal for myself, all very TBD on when baby Guale decides to arrive, but I want to batch record some episodes so that the podcast isn't just on pause for a bit. So I'm probably going to do some mini episodes for you guys on different things before I go into labor, but it all depends. I could go into labor tonight and then we just have a little pause in the podcast. But regardless, I don't want to leave you guys hanging like that, so I'll do my best. But that being said, currently in such a waiting season, I feel like every day it's like it could be the day. It's very interesting. I never knew that being pregnant and birth would feel like this. It's a very interesting journey. Regardless, though, I've been working really hard trying to get as ahead as possible for my business. If you didn't already know this, I launched a September Pilates challenge called the Total Body Reset Challenge. It's 4 weeks long. It is focusing on basically just resetting your mind, your body, helping you get back into routine, building consistent habits while also strengthening and toning your entire body. The workouts are very, very much mindful and mood boosting as well. I have affirmations that I add into all of the workouts, and there are meditations as well that I have in the challenge. And also, I know a lot of people listening to this podcast are in their faith, so I know sometimes meditations can be like, is it woo-woo-wee? But I will say the meditations are not. I recorded them as kind of like, they're similar to the self-check-in, so they're very much just a mindful check-in with yourself. There's no like energies or like all that stuff that sometimes you can get from a meditation that is not rooted in faith and more rooted in spirituality stuff. That being said, go check it out. I'll link it below. You can hop in at any time. It's 4 weeks long, and then I am so excited for you to experience this challenge. I also have finished the October challenge. I'm literally so ahead. It's crazy. I'm usually very much like scrambling last minute to get the challenges out because they are a lot of work to build them. But I did the October one today and a couple days ago. I started it and I'm obsessed and I'm really excited for you guys to see that one as well. So big things happening at Sweaty Studio. Definitely go get my app. It is a Pilates app, but we have bar, we have Pilates, we have strength workouts, we got cardio, we got all sorts of things on that app. We got cycle syncing, we got reformer workouts, that's new. We have prenatal friendly classes, period friendly workouts, just so many things. So go check it out and I'll link it below. That being said, let's just get right in to today's super fun topic for y'all. So the dopamine menu. Like I mentioned, I saw this on TikTok. I thought it was really cute. At first, I was like, what is that? And then I did some more digging, and I thought it'd be so fun to do a little episode on it. So I mentioned that dopamine is often called a happy hormone, and the dopamine menu is basically building yourself a list of things that trigger the dopamine response, aka help you feel happier. Little mood boosters, as I would like to call them. Once again, you guys, joy is different than happiness. Joy comes from the Lord. Joy comes from walking with the Holy Spirit in everything that we do. So I do want to preface it with that. Ultimately, feeling that true joy, you cannot create joy from things. Making your bed in the morning is not going to give you a joy-filled life. Going to your Pilates studio is not going to give you a joy-filled life. But those things can help with happiness, which is also really important for us. I just want to just share that though, because I think sometimes people chase after joy and think they're chasing after happiness, but it's important to realize that joy, we can have joy in all circumstances. We can have joy on the bad days, joy on the good days, because ultimately joy is from God. It's not from things on this planet. So anyways, let's get into the dopamine menu though, because the dopamine menu is more mood boosters, happiness things, all this, that kind of stuff. So the dopamine menu is, and I recommend if you want to make your own dopamine menu, you can get a piece of paper. People are making like really cute little doodles of them. I feel like that'd be so fun to make. I actually just wrote mine on my phone, notes, but we're breaking it down into different sections. So the first section on the menu is called the starters. After that, we have the main, the sides are next, and then dessert. Okay. So for starters, think of us like short, quick activities that will give you an instant boost of dopamine. They don't take very long to do them. So some of the things that I wrote down for different ideas for you guys is mirror affirmations. This is one I love, 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 love. I've been doing this for years. Such a quick little pick-me-up. If you're ever feeling just not so happy, just go to a mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself 5 compliments, and it helps to say them out loud too, because we have a lot of power in our tongue. If you're just like, what do I even say about myself? Some of my favorite affirmations are really simple. You can just say, I am worthy. I am enough. I am beautiful. I am one of a kind. I am here for a reason. I am doing enough. I don't need to prove anything to anyone. Those are some very basic affirmations, and you can build from those. You can say, I am beautifully and wonderfully made in Christ's image. So if you are a Christian, you can always incorporate your faith into affirmations. Basically, it's like you're just speaking the truth over yourself. And there is something powerful about looking at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and saying those things. There is power in it. Okay, the next one I have is to hug something. I love doing a little self-hug after a workout, or even just after you do something in your day. Maybe you folded your massive pile of laundry and you're like, good job, girl. Just give yourself a little pat on the back. I think it's important to show yourself lots of love throughout the day. Also, you could hug an animal. I love hugging my doggies for a little happiness boost. You could hug your boyfriend, fiance, husband, hug a best friend, hug a parent, like, you can hug anything. Hug a tree, you guys. Okay, next up we got have a kitchen dance party. Oh my goodness. I've been doing these for years, and I hope you do them already. Even if it's on the kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, it's so important to dance. There is a lot of just happiness that comes from moving our body in a carefree, fun way. Put on music that is just life-giving, it's uplifting, and dance your heart out. Who cares what you look like? This is such a good one. Okay, the next starter idea, is taking thoughts captive. Of course, I got to incorporate the faith into this, because I believe that truly the Lord is what boosts our mood, boosts our joy, all those things. And one of the ways in which the enemy likes to tear us down is by planting mean girl thoughts in our minds, aka thoughts that make us feel bad about ourselves, feel guilty, feel like we're the worst person ever. So one starter is straight up, if you have a thought cross your mind, it makes you feel anxious or makes you feel afraid or makes you feel bad about yourself, I want you to stop in your tracks, stop what you're doing and be like, I observe this thought and say what the thought is. And I reject this thought from my mind in Jesus' name. And then I want you to say the truth over yourself. So like, let's say, for example, the thought is that you are ugly, okay? You say, I reject that thought because I am beautifully and wonderfully made in the image of the God of the universe, okay? Tell me that's not a happiness mood booster right there. Like, straight up fighting off spiritual attack. We love it. Okay, next up we have gratitude list. There is a lot of power in gratitude. I believe when you are grateful, when you are thinking of things you're grateful for, there is no space for any sort of depressing thoughts, mean thoughts, like there's just no room. So whether that's saying out loud five things you're grateful for or writing down, having an ongoing just running gratitude list on your phone, you could write it down on a piece of paper. It's so good. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlottis flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
My friends are laughing at me. Not right now, but they have laughed at me because they were looking at my calendar the other day, and I have had on my phone calendar for years at, at 3 p.m. every day, I get a reminder, thank you prayer plus three compliments. So literally add a gratitude list to your phone calendar and have it never stop. Just be like at 3 p.m. every day, aka the time when so many people crash and just feel like exhausted and not good, you could have like a reminder that says, just what are 10 things I'm grateful for? I might update my phone calendar to that one. Okay, two more for starters. Making the bed in the morning, you already know. It's just like you show up for yourself right out of the gates and your day just feels so much better. And last but not least, we got the skincare routine. There is something so beautiful about just having your skincare. I love having a fresh face, especially in the morning or after a long day of work. I'll just wash my face. I've been loving Youth to the People skincare recently. I just started using it though, so TBD if it actually is good. I feel like the first few days, I'm like, I love it. And then I've tried other skincare and my skin will break out. And I'm like, just kidding. We don't love it. But I have been liking it so far. I really like their Overnight Dream Mask. It's so good. So what I've been doing is washing my face with their face wash. And then I've been putting like a little mask on my face, keeping everything very simple because I think simple skincare is better. And I'll go to sleep. And I just feel like really good. Clean girl. That's the word. Okay. The next thing is the mains. So the longer, more time-consuming activities that help you feel happy. I'm just going to go through these a little faster for you guys. So the first one is listening to a podcast. That one is We're going to put that in the next section. But the first main is going on an outdoor walk. I am so excited for the fall. Like, it's starting to feel kind of fall-like in Florida. I mean, it's still really super hot, but the humidity is not quite as terrible. And I feel like going on the walks, I'm like in the fall kind of mood. I love it. So definitely take yourself outside. There is a lot of goodness in getting sunshine. Also, put on your cute little walking fit and go. Okay, next one is reading the Bible. I mean, it's the Lord's word. Like, the Bible is a living word, and it's so cool if you invite the Holy Spirit in before you read the Bible. You're going to just be revealed so many cool things in the Bible that you've maybe never noticed before. And I'm like, that is just a straight up happiness boost. I mean, this could be a 5-minute activity, could be an hour long activity. It's whatever you want to make it. Next up, we got journaling with God. So, so good. Oh my gosh. This is just like the best activity. What you do, ask the Holy Spirit to just fill the space. And get a piece of paper or a journal and ask God questions. But make sure they're open-ended questions so that it's not like a yes or no kind of genie in the bottle type of thing. Usually I'll ask God, what do you want me to know about today? And then I will just focus my mind on scripture, or I'll just ask the Lord to calm my mind. And then usually I'll have like a spontaneous thought just pop into my brain. I'll write it down and then more will flow out. I have a whole episode on how to hear God's voice. If you feel like you haven't heard his voice, a lot of times if you haven't heard his voice, it could be because you have blocks that are causing you to not hear him. He's totally speaking to you. Sometimes those things can be unforgiveness. They can be distraction, busyness. So go listen to that episode if you want to know more about hearing God's voice. But that journaling with God is like truly one of the best things. All right, next up, we got doing a workout. If you need a good workout app, go try my Pilates Studio, Sweaty Studio. It is $19.99 a month. If you break it down, that's like cents a day. Very, very affordable. And I have a 14-day free trial as well. So you can try it out and see if it's your thing. But yeah, definitely check it out. Okay. And I will say for doing a workout, do a workout you enjoy. I feel like life is too short to just do workouts that you're miserable doing. I mean, there are so many effective workout types out there. So you got to do what you like. All right, next we gotta read a book, take an everything shower. Oh my goodness. Everything showers, if you don't already know what that is, it's when you shave your whole body, when you wash your hair, when you wash your face, you do everything. So good. Okay. Next up is hanging out with a friend. That's always a good main. I feel like hanging out with friends is just such a mood booster. Okay, those are some ideas I have for you under main course. And next up, we're going to move into sides. So these are things you can do alongside your just mundane chores. So let's say you're doing laundry or washing the dishes and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Not fun. Okay, here are some things you can do to make those moments a little bit happier for yourself. I've been doing this. Fall candles. I know it is literally September the 3rd. I feel like September is fall. Anyways, I found a fall candle from last year in my house and I've been lighting it while I've been working. Oh my goodness, it just makes the entire experience so much better. So fall candles are definitely up there. I think another good side is if you're into the fall kind of vibe, if you go on YouTube, search cozy coffee shop music, or I think, yeah, cozy coffee shop. You'll see that there's a lot of coffee shop video things that play jazz music and they have like hours of it. It's so cute. I love putting that up on my TV screen or my computer and just playing that with the fall candles. Oh, makes the entire atmosphere of your house just so cozy and so nice. Okay, next up we got, okay, if you have a walking pad and you work from home or wherever, this is such a good one. If you're just sitting all day and it's kind of like killing your mood, get a walking pad, standing desk, it up, and work while you walk. So you're getting your steps in, you're getting the feel-good walking endorphins, while also just doing your mundane, everyday work activities. All right, three more for sides. I have call a friend on here. You can call a friend while you do laundry. That's always a good one, especially when you're folding clothes. I'm sitting next to my pile of laundry and I'm like, I need to do that because I'm putting this off. I don't want to do my pile of laundry, but I need to. I need to. I think it's going to be so relatable. I have had my laundry done for about a week now. I literally dump it on the bed. I'm like, I'm going to fold this today. And then it comes to like 10 p.m. and I have found that I have not folded it. And I'm like, I'm so tired. So I put it back in the bin and the cycle has repeated. But we're going to break that cycle today. I am holding myself accountable to that. And you're going to hold me accountable to it as well. All right. Two more. So the side that I added here is podcast. Listening to a podcast. I love listening to podcasts when I do wash my dishes, when I am folding laundry, when I'm sweeping the floors, whatever boring chore I'm doing. Podcast makes it so much better. Okay, next up is also going to add, if you don't like to work out, listening to a podcast during your workout also makes it go a lot faster. I have not been in the mood to walk for very long just because I've been so pregnant, but listening to a podcast, I feel like I've been going on nice long walks and they fly by, which is really good. And I'm not focusing so much on being hot and being heavy. It's like my podcast is playing. Okay, last one here is worship music. I mean, worship music changes the entire atmosphere. It's literally a weapon that we have against the enemy. So just putting worship music on, play it at all times in your house. Just have it going, worship the Lord. It'll make everything just so much better in your life. Also, fun fact, you guys, I will plug my Spotify for you. I have a Spotify account called, it's just my name, Callie Gwally. But if you search me, I have a playlist. I'll link it. Called Actually Good Worship Workout Mix. And I have a bunch of hype, like Christian workout, like house type of EDM music. It's really good. I also have a Jesus playlist with some unconventional, just like chill Jesus music for like worship, which I also love. I'll link my account so you can stalk me and find all of my playlists I have on there. Okay, let's move into the next section. Dessert. This is the category where these things will make you feel good in the short term, but they should be limited because we should not rely on only dessert for our nutrients, you know? But dessert is good because balance, baby. Here's some things I wrote down that I feel like are for me dessert. Number one is shopping. let's be real, shopping does spike your dopamine, but it is so fleeting. Once you get home and you wear the outfit a couple times, it's like, okay, what's next? So definitely one of those things that is maybe a limited activity. Save it for the special occasions. So you're not just blowing your money constantly to feel good. Next, we got painting your nails or getting them done. I've been painting my nails recently, like once a month, and I've loved it. I will say, though, I need a little nail dryer because I fell asleep the other day in the middle of the day and my nails got weird patterns on them because they weren't fully dried. That's one, though, I feel like spikes the dopamine, is having nice nails. Also, getting your hair done. We know the blowouts. The blowouts just make you feel good. But once again, shouldn't rely on that for our happiness always. But there is something nice about getting a blowout here and there. We all deserve a blowout. Okay, couple more. Taking a road trip. I love, love, love this. Going, either, even if it's like 40 minutes from your house, just going and exploring somewhere new. I feel like it's so fun. Maybe going on a little day trip with your friends. A weekend trip. Such a little dopamine hit. All right, two more. Going to a nice restaurant. I feel like this is one I love. I love dressing up and going to a restaurant. That is something that I feel like just boosts my mood. Putting on all the makeup, doing my hair, cute outfit. I love it. And last but not least, enjoying your pint of ice cream. Oh my goodness, I have been loving chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream recently. That is like my new pregnancy craving. And I kind of want to go get some after this, but maybe I'll go. I'm teaching a private Pilates thing in less than an hour. So maybe I'll go after that as my little dessert dopamine moment for working my butt off today. But anyways, those are some fun ideas I have for you. I would love to know what you're going to add to your dopamine menu. So DM me, tell me what you took away from this episode in terms of things you want to use in your life, also things you want to add. I am all ears. I would love some ideas, but I hope you love this episode. Let me know if there's any topics you want me to talk about. Just message me on IG. I will do my best to respond. I mean, like I said, can't guarantee when I'll go into labor. But until then, I am here. Love you. And I hope you love this episode. Make sure you leave a review. If you like this episode, rate the show 5 stars. It helps us so much. And share this episode with a friend if you love it and you think it'd help their life. Be happier, all the things. Last but not least, if you need a good workout app, go check out Sway Studio. That's my app. That's my business. It would mean the world if you checked it out. And I hope you love our new September challenge. All right, let's get it. Have the best week. I'll see you next time. Keep being amazing. And of course, stay healthy, but human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.